I think it's a realization that the politics of succession in ZANU are being propagated in the newspaper, and the newspapers that are under the control of the regime in Harare are being used to fight the succession battles within the party, which is an issue that some people have complained about. Mutasa complained about it. Vice President Mujuru complained about it. Quite a number of people who are supposedly on a different faction to that which Professor Moyo supports have complained that the media is not, the state media has not given them the opportunity, and in some cases it has been used to attack them, to vilify them, to muzzle them. You would also remember that this is not the first time the president actually complained when he visited Gideon Gono's farm that he heard that the state media would not want Gono to be heard and would want to malign, muzzle him. So I think it's something that has been boiling.
Lastly, Mr. Ruanya, let's also talk at the
given that ZANU PF has a history of appointing its people in those papers. The history of ZANU's appointment of editors of state media is that usually these people have a connection and a history with ZANU. Either they were former liberation fighters, children of liberation fighters, or university, former university or college students with a track record of supporting ZANU.